news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Have you filed to get your $125 from Equifax for what was the biggest data breach ever? Well, until now? Move over Equifax and take out what's in your wallet. Yep, this time a hacker got at 106 million Capital One credit card accounts and applications. Paige Thompson was arrested Monday and charged in connection with the hack. Thompson once worked as a software engineer for the cloud hosting company that Capital One used. Capital One, by the way, says it has fixed the problem, will notify those affected, and will offer victims free credit monitoring. Congress, do your job.
If it were up to me, I'd take away the guns.
Another day, another mass shooting in America. This time it was at the annual Garlic Festival in Gilroy, California, where three people, a 6-year-old boy, a 13-year-old girl, and a 25-year-old man, were killed by a teenager with an AK-47 semi-automatic weapon of war who made white supremacist references on social media before he began his killing spree. The shooter was thankfully killed by police about a minute after he began firing on innocent people in the crowd.
Another one bites the dust.
This time, it's the long-suffering director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, who was shown the cabinet door. Trump's pick for his replacement? Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas. Who? A virtual unknown who had his big audition for Trump last week at the Mueller hearing. Remember this?
So Americans need to know this as they listen to the Democrats and socialists on the other side of the aisle as they do dramatic readings from this report, that volume 2 of this report was not authorized under the law.
Yeah, that guy. Amid some grumbling from Republicans who know little to nothing about Ratcliffe other than his total lack of qualifications for the job, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer labeled Ratcliffe a, quote, partisan shill, adding that it would be a grave mistake for the Senate to elevate this partisan warrior to serve as director. It was a disappointing vote in the Senate on Monday where they failed to override vetoes by Donald Trump that would have blocked his arms deal with Saudi Arabia. Just to remind you what this is all about, Congress voted overwhelmingly to not approve the administration's deal. The White House, seeking an end run around Congress's power of the purse, invoked an emergency provision in the Arms Export Control Act to bypass the 30-day congressional notification requirement to make the deal. The Republicans showed just how feckless they are, though. The Senate voted on three bills, 45-50, 45-39, and 46-41 on the override attempts, falling short of the 67 votes, or two-thirds majority, needed to overturn a veto. Five Republicans did cross over to vote with the Democrats: Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Mike Lee, Jerry Moran of Kansas, and Todd Young of Indiana. And Lindsey Graham actually voted yes on one of those three. Not good enough. Speaking of the Republican-controlled Senate, where House bills go to die, Mitch McConnell is facing a firestorm, not over his blatant obstruction of Democrats' work, but for his apparent Russian leanings. Yep, McConnell came under fire last week when he blocked two attempts by Chuck Schumer and Richard Blumenthal to pass election security legislation by unanimous consent. The nickname Moscow Mitch, coined by MSNBC's Joe Scarborough, began trending. As of 9 a.m. Tuesday morning, Moscow Mitch McTreason was trending on Twitter at number 3. As the number of House Democrats joining the call for opening an impeachment inquiry into Donald Trump continues climbing, at last count it was up to around 110, senators are also rapidly joining in, including two of the top Democrats in the caucus, Patty Murray of Washington, number 3 in Senate leadership, and Debbie Stabenow, number 4. Stay tuned. If it's Tuesday, all eyes are on Detroit for the first night of the second Democratic presidential debates, with Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren center stage, joined by Pete Buttigieg, Beto O'Rourke, Amy Klobuchar, John Hickenlooper, Tim Ryan, John Delaney, Marianne Williamson, and Steve Bullock. The group Need to Impeach is spending in the mid-six figures to air an ad on CNN and MSNBC before and after the second presidential debates, which again air Tuesday and Wednesday night on CNN live from Detroit. Needless to say, this is prime time for millions of politically active TV viewers. Here's a preview of the ad called What Mueller said.
And what about total exoneration? Did you actually totally exonerate the president?
No.
Isn't it fair to say that the president's written answers show that he wasn't always being truthful?
Generally.
You believe that you could charge the president of the United States with obstruction of justice after he left office?
Yes.
The campaign welcomed the Russian help, did they not?
Yes.
And then they lied to cover it up?
Generally, that's true.
Need to impeach is responsible for the content of this advertising. I got the
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler of The Nicole Sandler Show, which is always available to you via podcast at NicoleSandler.com, along with lots of other information. We're also heard on the Progressive Voices Network, and we've moved again. You can now hear The Nicole Sandler Show Tuesday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 Pacific, right here on the Progressive Voices Network.